Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm a little tired today, but it's a Monday night, so to be expected.
Exactly. We are living on the edge here once again.
Honestly,
As
though,
usual.
it's the only way to live because last week we thought we were so prepared, and between when we recorded and literally on Sunday night and editing, and then like the 15 announcements that happened between when we recorded and when we edited, like there's no way to keep up. Like, probably by the time this airs, literally tomorrow morning, it will be out of date.
I more so was thinking about the recording and editing part. Like, the editing was kicking our behinds last week. It did not matter that we actually, recorded on time, I would say, and gave us some time to actually edit. It did not matter. So that episode had to come out late. Sorry. It was horrible. So hopefully there's not as much issues this week. But yeah. There's, no sleep for Army. What was it? They put out the announcement that Suga was enlisting soon at some point, right? He's terminated or whatever his postponement. And then it was like 2 hours later, maybe not 2 hours, it was like less than 24 hours later, we get news that Tae's solo album is already coming out at the end of what? No, the top of September. I have it open.
September 8th, I
Yep.
believe. But we've already
September
been getting
8th.
content, which we'll get to in a minute.
Exactly. It was like, hey, his album's coming, pre-order in an hour. What was that? Pre-order opens in 1 hour. And then immediately after we got music, so it's been a doozy.
I have to assume that they're like, hey, bestie, so bad news. And they're like, but also some good news. Like, they have to be trying to like soften the blow because I just felt like so down. Like, it was hilarious even editing because, like, as we were editing, we're listening to our speculations that are already out of date about like when Yugi was going to enlist, you know? But,
Exactly.
like, I did not even really have like, a full, I was gonna say 24, but even honestly, a full 12 hours to come down from the concert, like post-concert depression, then enlistment announcement, then them being like, Tae album, everyone! You know? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was so happy, but I was like, I feel like I'm just like here for the ride. There's no time to process, good or bad.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I can't rebound my emotions that quickly.
Exactly.
Like, I'm still stuck on the concert. And then here comes enlistment news. Yeah. And then good news with Tae immediately after, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to move.
How are you taking the news?
I mean, I'm not surprised the way he was talking during the show. Like, yeah, I won't really lie to you. Not sure. Not gonna say we're gonna see each other soon. That would be a lie. Why else would you say that? Why else would you say that? I think I had messaged you saying that it was gonna be like a week, and then I was like, maybe two on the podcast. And I should have just said one day. Like, even a week was a stretch.
I feel like I was on here thinking, I don't know, I don't even remember if I said it, but I was definitely thinking like it could be tomorrow, like I'm stressing. But you're like, no, it'll be a week or two, and I'm like, yeah, I hope she's right. Both of us just like womp womp. I guess it's like not hitting me. I don't know. I've been like going through waves. Like, I had some of my coworkers being like, hey, wellness check. Like, are you good? You know, like on Monday of last week. And then, like, I felt fine about it. And then, like, rewatching the concerts this weekend, I was like, not actually fine. There's some things left unprocessed. But, like, I think with, like, Jin and Hobi going away, especially Jin, I was so scared because I didn't know what to expect. But, like, we still see them around, like, after they finish their boot camp, they still have their phones and, like, can post to Weavers. Like, when Jin went away, I was really expecting radio silence for, like, 18 months, and that hasn't really right. played out. So, I guess I take comfort in that. And, like, I waver on this point. Like, I go back and forth, but we knew it had to happen. We knew it was coming. So, like, rip the Band-Aid off. Like, yeah, it sucks. But, like, at least I'm not, like, waiting. That ominous feeling of, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like it's gotten easier as they continue to enlist. It's like you said, we know what to expect. And it's not that radio silence that we were expecting. So I'm like, maybe we'll keep getting Suchitas. Maybe not. Or he has something else that he's gonna do. That'll come up by the time that he's enlisted. I had a thought and it completely left my mind. I can't think. Yeah, I think I'm also kind of like, I'm, like, anxious for them to enlist so that they can come back, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I sure. want them to just go so that we can get this over with, right? Like, the quicker they go, the quicker we can all be back together and be one happy family again. Like, right. And I think with Suga in particular, we were expecting him to go, like, right after Jin anyway. So it yeah. was a lot. I expected him enlisting now more than I did, like, Hobi, which I feel like was kind of random. And, like, Jin's made sense because he would be the first one to go. But I think we kind of all figured, hey, once this concert is over, probably won't be too much longer that he's going to be hanging around.
Well, even after his final series of shows, well, his semi-final series of shows, the ones we previously thought were the final that were not actually the final. Like, when he announced the final, we were kind of sitting here. I remember being like, so, like, when, you know? Because, like, Yoongi is getting down to the wire as well, so.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think whenever Jimmy goes is going to shock me. I think we had speculations of, are they going to go in album release order? And that's obviously not true because Jimin hasn't left yet. So I think it's going to be kind of out of left field when Jimin's like, hey, I'm leaving. They're like, whoa. I haven't heard from you in a while. What are you doing? Don't leave.
Speaking of that, I saw this tweet today that was like, he's a 10, but, and it was so funny. The Jimin one was like, he's a 10, but he only logs in once every 3 months to let you know he's still alive.
Exactly.
And I was like, don't disrespect my man like that. But then I was like, you know what? This is also kind of accurate.
It's true. Yeah, I saw a few today. I think it was for Hyunglang, though. And I was like, these are actually accurate. Like, sometimes, though, those he's a 10 things are not, like, that true. But it was very, very on brand for them.
The caption was literally, at least for the tweet I saw, that was like, most of these are fake, like, when I see them. But here's some real ones I put together or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I should see what they were. They were funny. Please hold for one moment. I also saw, which I shared with our group chat on Reddit, it was like BTS beige flags, and it was really funny, but people were calling Yoongi's chicken smoothies a beige flag, and I'm like, is it though? Really? Like, think long and hard about this. I'm not telling you how to feel, but just sit with that.
I don't know about red, but maybe a very high yellow. Whatever's in between.
Okay, Namjoon says he's a 10, but he posts his workout schedule on his Instagram and captions it with something like, gonna be tough. Jin says he's a 10, but laughs at his own jokes very loudly. Yoongi's, I was laughing at. Yoongi's says he's a 10, but says something isn't a big deal, proceeds to make it a big deal, and then when people start making it a big deal, he asks, why is it such a big deal? Like, peak gaslighter behavior. Like,
yeah.
The only man I accept this from. Hobie's was hilarious. I should have sent this to you. I thought of you. It was, he's a 10, but slays so hard you'd look stupid next to him.
Yeah, no, I saw this exact same tweet. We're talking about the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimin's, I already said. Taze's, he's a 10, but you'd always be second to his dog. And JK's is, he's a 10, but does his whole everyday schedule on live in front of millions of people on a regular basis. Anyway, took us on a tangent. What are we actually talking about today?
Let's talk about Layover. So Layover is already out for pre-order. If you would like to do so, I am waiting so I can waltz into Target on day of and buy it. Because they like to play with my shipping. Where's the post that says what the tracks sound like? Hold on. Let me find it.
While you look for that quickly, I'll just say, the one thing I need is for the American retailers like Target and Walmart and wherever else, like, please somehow put, like, version selection in the pre-order, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, for people that are gonna only buy one but have, like, a specific one they want, for people that are gonna buy both or however, like, that's why I haven't pre-ordered yet, so I'm just gonna run in and try to grab them. But anyway, tangent.
Right. There's three versions for this one?
I thought it was... Yes, that's correct, because there's two physical versions, I think, and then the Weverse albums version.
Okay. No, I don't want to favorite that. Where is the box? Oh, this is like an autograph thing. Don't get on my nerves. I don't care about that right now. I'm not gonna win. I'm going to scream. I can't find it. Anyway, there's like how many tracks? Like six?
Yeah.
I think one is a instrumental.
Yep.
Of the main track, which I believe is Slow Dancing. We've received two pre-release tracks, Love Me Again and Rainy Days, and two sets of photos. And next, we just have to wait until September 8th for the Slow Dancing music video and the album release.
I think we were here on our last episode, again, we recorded prior to the announcement, speculating, like, what it might sound like, given that he is working with the woman who produces primarily for New Jeans, and, like, how that would sound and what it might look like, but with the first two songs that have come out, I'm, like, very impressed, like, they're very Tay. I don't know, like, we were kind of speculating about this with the concert last time, and, like, Tay has done some OSTs, and he has a few singles, but we haven't seen, like, as much discography from him, right? So I wasn't sure what to expect, but, like, really loving it, so.
Yeah. I think the way that she's releasing the music with the pre-release, I should say, the way Tay's releasing the music, done by Min Hee Jin, is very her. releasing the music videos and songs ahead of time before the actual album itself. That's what, at least, I'm not familiar with her. How do I put this? I know she's worked for, like, SHINee before, but I didn't know that she worked for SHINee when I was paying attention to SHINee, or when I am paying attention to SHINee. Like, I had no idea they had any connection, if that makes any sense. But now that I know that she works for or works with NewJeans, like, I can see the similar patterns here in the way the music is being released. And the music videos, kind of the vibe. There's, like, one of the recent NewJeans songs that I was like, it's kind of similar. So I'm like, I can see the connection. But it is still very, very him, I would say. I feel like I've been waiting to hear another Singularity for a while now, and this is pretty much, like, Singularity vibes. Very, like, chill R&B. So I'm curious what the other songs will sound like. There was descriptions of them, and I cannot find them anymore. But I recall just seeing a lot of, like, R&B tracks. Which is my vibe, so I'm really enjoying these tracks.
Yeah, I remember, I think you shared that post in our group chat when it came out, because you were like, about to be my fave genre, you know, so you were very excited about that. I think both of the videos are really interesting and kind of, like, artsy in how they're put together. I mean, like, the first one is giving, like, 90s VHS tape vibes, right? And there's, like, the karaoke sing-along aspect for Love Me Again. And then the second one's really interesting, and he's, like, painting for rainy days. He's, like, painting on the screen and kind of, like, I don't know, does it sound pretentious to say, like, somewhat breaking the, like, fourth wall or whatever? I don't like the, like, heads that are, like, CGI, like, the statue heads, like, their mouth moving. Like, that personally just freaks me out. I get freaked out by a lot of, like, the giant June in Persona, and, like, the giant, like, CGI dude that, like, Yoongi had behind him throughout his entire concert tour for Give It To Me.
Yeah, I've said
something
all
about,
yeah,
like, weird animatronic heads. I'm like, no, thank you. Like, the statue does not need to be moving. Like, CGI faces just, like, freak me out. But yeah. Uncanny Valley or whatever the expression is about things that are, like, semi-human but not quite there. Anyway, but I thought they were both really interesting. I 100% thought that it was Yontan in the video, but Tay said that he had to record in Spain and couldn't take Tan, so they found a lookalike, and I'm like, I would not have known. Like, does that make me fake? Like, they really found, like, Tani's doppelganger.
I also just assumed it was him while watching the music video, but I was like, something doesn't look right about this dog. Like, it looked kind of off. It looked kind of fake, almost. Like, kind of taxidermy-ish, but it was a real dog, so. And maybe that's just because it was off color, because it's not the same color as the dog. But yeah, I was a little surprised that it was not the Yontan, but in fact a stunt double. So that was interesting. I had no idea it was filmed in Spain until he said that as well.
I'm not, like, an architecture buff by any stretch of the imagination, but I was looking at that building, and I was like, I feel like I've seen this building before, and I'm like, is it in Italy? Like, where is this building? I was like, why is it familiar? And then to find out he lived in Spain, like, I lived in Spain in the year that I became an RME, right? So I was like, huh, wonder if I saw this somewhere, because why was I like, now why does this look familiar when it's, like, the oddest building you've ever seen?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's weird.
When was he in Spain?
That's what I was also trying to place. Like, we saw him in France, right? Did we see him in Italy? I mean, they're not far apart, but, like...
I can't keep track. I know, like, a number of times he was off somewhere, right? yeah, I don't know. They get on a plane, I'm like, where are you going? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Just come back. Like, right, like, I can't keep track of where they go anymore.
I used to be so much better at, like, keeping track. I don't know if it's because they were traveling as a group or I was just, like, more on top of it. I have no idea. But, yeah, I'm always like, where are you? Where, like, where are you going? When are you coming back? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Racking up anyway, the airline
I really
miles.
I really enjoy these two tracks. I think Love Me Again is my favorite song at the moment, but I really like the music video for Rainy Days. Yeah, those little CGI heads did scare me. It was giving like Haunted Mansion type vibes. Yeah. A little creepy. But the rest of the music video was cool. That, like, second verse where he switches it up, I'm like, ooh. Do it again. Anyway.
The Debbie Ryan tucking the hair behind the ears meme.
Exactly. Yeah, he just has, like, such a smooth, like, cool voice. I don't know, I'm just really enjoying it. I wasn't sure if he was going to do R&B or if he was going to stick to, like, jazz, especially since we got that jazz clip, a few weeks ago from him, so I kind of assumed his album was going to sound like that, but sounds like he's doing a bit of a different route, so, yeah, I don't know, I'm really enjoying it. He looks freaking amazing, This blonde is really suiting him.
Is it Tay's turn to be a natural blonde?
Exactly. It reminds me of pre-debut Tay. Or, like, I shouldn't say pre-debut because we didn't see him when they debuted. but, yeah.
What is the concept for Love Me Again? Because I feel like it could potentially launch, like, 1,000, like, dragons, horde, cave AUs with, like, the gold shiny shirt and then, like, the red shirt. It's just in a cave. Very, like, glowy. I don't know.
I don't know if they're... Yeah, I don't know. It was just, like you said, kind of old-timey, dreamy, disco-y type vibe. But also in a cave. Yeah, I don't know. I like the outfit change. Yeah, I have no idea. The concept was to serve.
And he did. Yeah, mission accomplished. Check that box right off. I had a thought about... Oh, yeah. You know, like, cute aggression, like, when you feel angry or, like, agitated because someone or something is so cute. I'm having, like, hot aggression with Tay. Like, watching that music video, I was like, why do you look like this? Why are you so handsome? Like, what? Like, I'm aggravated right now thinking about how handsome you are. Like, you're so hot. It's, like, truly not acceptable.
And that barrage of, like, magazine photo shoots that he did as
yes.
well. He had, like, three photo shoots come out around the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, onslaught of just, like, Model Tay. I'm like, I can't.
That one where he's, like, looking over his shoulder, like, kind of through his arm, and his eyeliner is, like, so heavy. Like, that was taking me back to, like, early Bangtan heavy eyeliner days. I was like, let's go! Like...
Also, the album photos that were released. I'm like, ooh, these clip-ins are hitting.
It was funny because we went from like Dragon Prince in a cave Tay to like boyfriend Tay, because in Rainy Days he's like, there's that one clip where he's like in a sweatshirt and I'm like, this is a 180. Like, we had all the model pics come out and then we had like the more boyfriendy vibe come out and I'm like, he can do literally anything.
Yeah.
Aggression leaving my body, but I'm still upset about it.
I'm also here for Yeontan's debut. It's absolutely adorable.
Yeah. He was trying to make Yeontan like an artist profile. I saw that on Twitter. Did he succeed in that?
I don't know if he has yet. I did see that as well. I'm like trying to, he did like two lives. I'm trying to catch up on what it was that he said. I feel like they were short. I didn't watch either of them. Because I can never catch a live in real time.
Right. If JK's the king of like 4 hour lives, then Tay is the king of like 4 minute lives or like 10 minute lives.
Exactly.
I didn't see either of them either because they both came out kind of in the middle of the night. Of course, I could rewatch them, so I still have to get around to that. But I did read the translations. And I'll defer to you when you find the translation threads or tweets that you're looking for. But the one that jumped out at me, I think, was the more recent one, which was shortly, it must have been shortly after Namjoon's, I guess, if he was quoting it, because this is what we were kind of debating. But I guess someone asked Jun for, like, life advice on his recent VLive, and Jun was like, the world is soup, and I am a fork. And for Tay to, like, quote that is, like, cute and endearing. Like, I love that he's just, like, watching the other members' lives, but also, like, Jun, blink twice if you need help, like... Are you okay?
I can't remember the tweet exactly, but it was some tweet. It was hilarious. It was basically like, it's not a Namjoon line if he's not like talking about the world like ending or like having some kind of existential crisis on the mic or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, we're all going through it.
June included. Maybe that's why I find it funny, because it's so relatable. Like, he seems like a guy on the surface who should supposedly, like, have it all together, but it's just a reminder that really no one has it all together. Like, if it seems like they do.
What does that mean? Like, I get it, but I also don't.
I took it to mean he just feels, like, ill-fitting to society as it's currently set up.
But like, no matter how hard you try, you're going to be largely unsuccessful.
Yeah, or, like, he's ill-equipped for dealing with, like, day-to-day life. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, at the same time, like, dude, you're one of the most successful, like, artists on the planet right now. Like, from when you were 17 years old, you led this group to, like, superstardom. Like, if you're a fork, then, like, what the heck am I? The spork that falls out of the bottom of the takeout bag. Like, I'm just the plastic... spork on the sidewalk. Like,
I think that makes it even sadder though, right? Like, it doesn't matter how much fame or money or love or whatever you obtain, you still can be depressed AF.
I went to see, This is a quick side tangent relating to depression. I went to see the Barbie movie finally, like last Barbie on planet Earth to like see that movie. But when they brought the depression Barbie like scenes up and it's like, this Barbie just ate a family-sized packet of Cheetos or whatever. I was like, am I depression Barbie? And then it brought up BBC, like the BBC Pride and Prejudice. And I was like, oh my God, I am depression Barbie. Like, I was sitting in the theater just like, am I being attacked right now? Oh no.
I definitely thought of you when I saw that.
Yep. literally always talking about Pride and Prejudice, so I have to laugh. I can't even be offended. Ugh. Anyway, yes, Tay's V Lives. Did you find the threads you were looking for? And also, it's Weverse Live.
I did find the translations for the first one. I think I have the second one up too. He's talking about like changing his profile. We're supposed to like vote for which picture he wants. I think he already changed it though. Maybe I'm wrong. I can't recall. Yeah, we talked about the Tawny thing. I don't know what else happened. He's talking about dyeing his hair, and it's hard to take care of because he hasn't dyed his hair in a while. We talked about the profile thing with Tawny. Yeah, he's just talking about the music video. And I think the second one was even shorter. He's like, wasn't he eating? He was talking about dieting. talked about the soup and fork thing. Yeah, it's just a lot of talk about dieting. That's basically it. He's like eating and dieting. Like, fam, eat what you want.
Yeah. I can't even, like, yeah. I'm like, my guy, please. I both do and do not need to know your weight. Yeah. Right.
No offense.
I've kind of, like, we've talked about this, like, a couple of times or multiple times or even many times in the past, but, like, I guess it's different for them because, like, part of their job, like, is their physical appearance, so maybe they feel more pressure than like the average person should feel, but like I don't know. Namjoon was saying his body his choice or his hair his choice, like their body their choice, but like I wish they, or I hope they don't feel these rigid expectations put on them by like ARMY. I wish they could just, like, relax. I don't know. I don't know how to verbalize what I'm trying to say. Like, just, like, don't worry about it so much. It's not like you gain 5 to 10 pounds or even more, and ARMY are going to be like, no.
Well, sometimes I wonder how much it's even, like, fan pressure at this point. It could just be their own motivation to look a certain way. Could be company pressure, could be other kind of external pressures, or just like, I want to have this type of physique for my music video, right? I don't know, if JK feels like he needs to show off his abs, like, oh, I need to have my abs be more defined, so I can't eat XYZ, like, I guess. I guess, but yeah, yeah, I don't think anyone was pushing Namjoon to do that 200, whatever it was he put on that board the other day. I was like, bro, what workout is this? It was like 200, like, squats, and then, like, of something else. I don't know if it was 100 each, but either way, I was like, fam, your legs are gonna fall off. But, yeah, I think he, and at least JK, evidently clearly enjoy working out, so I hope that's all, like, them doing something that they enjoy doing, not like external pressures. But I have been seeing a lot of like weird stuff in the news lately, and every day I'm like, why don't I delete Twitter? A lot of talk about their hair, and a lot of like, sometimes I'm like, okay, it's like ARMY like cracking jokes, but I'm like, is it too far? Like, sometimes it's like, not too much. Or I see other celebrities, like, coming out and gaining some weight, and everyone's like, oh my god, they let themselves go, and I'm like, oh, it's not even that serious, like, you can't even gain 5 pounds in the public eye before they're, like, trying to nail you to the cross for it. It's like, it's not that serious, bro. Like, if I want to eat, let me eat. So, yeah, like, my hair, my choice, my body, my choice. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw the article, or at least one of them, that you're referencing about some other celeb, and people were like, he let himself go, or I guess he got really happy. And I'm like, let me see you. Show yourself. Whenever I see some of these, like, comments by online trolls, I'm like, show thyself. Like, but again, like, even seeing a troll, like, a person is so much more than their body. Like, whatever. I'm gonna get off my soapbox, but whenever they talk about dieting or their weights, I'm just, like, brain shutting down. Like, ears yeah. turning off.
Right. Najee's line was definitely longer, and he did talk about a lot. He was talking about him being really nervous to perform Strange, which I did not pick up on that. Did you? Did you notice that again while watching the replays?
No, it's weird. It's weird. He must be so good at hiding it, because I didn't pick up on it at all. Like, I remember pointing out to you, like, doesn't Yoongi seem like he's holding back tears here? Or, like, I don't know, I pride myself as, like, a perceptive person in general, or, like, noticing things emotionally, but I was even looking at his hands on the replay, because I think in his VLive he said, like, my hands were shaking, like, you couldn't tell, but, like, my hands were shaking, and I didn't even really see it. Like, maybe someone else picked up on it, but I didn't notice at all.
Said he went to Japan and his Japanese improved a lot, and I guess he started speaking Japanese, because the translators are like, I cannot translate this, sorry. So
I was listening to it, I think it was on, like, while I was also working, and I was, like, half listening, and I'm like, did he just switch to Japanese? And then I, like, looked at the translation later and was like, yep.
There was a lot of comments telling him he was pretty, and that, like, you're my type. He's like, yeah, you know.
He was like, you have good taste, or you have a good eye, or something like that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm suffering.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
And somebody was like, he said, don't you want to try touching my head? And I'm like, do not. Because I've already been having thoughts. Don't bring it up.
I know. He kept touching his head, and I was like, and then he said that, and I was like, I love pain. Like, I love suffering.
What was that drama we were watching together?
Itaewon Class?
Park Seo Joon. Yes. I'm like, yeah, the way he was rubbing it, I was like, why are you rubbing it? Why are you rubbing it like that?
Actually, Park Seo Joon's been under, like, he's been catching a lot of heat lately for, like, not smiling or, like, being friendly in his public appearances. I don't know if you saw that. And I'm like, can we just acknowledge how creepy that is? Like, imagine if he was a woman and people being like, smile, sweetheart. Like, it would be so gross. Like, it doesn't matter just because he's a man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Some of the articles are like, he didn't wear this Minnie Mouse headband I got for him. I'm like, all right. Like, you can take it as a gift, and you can give it to him as a gift, but he has the right to, like, take that gift and then do with it whatever he wants.
Exactly. Ooh, I was reading some article today, and I don't remember who the person was, but it was someone from Teen Top, and it was a really interesting conversation, and he was basically saying, like, artists don't sign up for this kind of thing. They sign up to, like, sing and do music, but you wind up, like, getting sexually harassed, or it becomes this kind of, like, quasi-love affair type thing where I have to do these things for fans that I really don't want to, or they're, like, flashing me or doing these other kinds of weird things. And it was making me think about that, like, yeah. And he's basically talking about, like, the companies, like, pushing these these images of idols to be like sex symbols, basically, and how unfair it is. And I'm like, yeah, we do some weird stuff. If I don't want to wear a bunny headband, why are you lambasting me in the headlights for doing so? Like, come on, bro. I don't know. It's weird. It's getting weird out here.
It's just like a level of entitlement. I don't know. That, like, yeah. Your artists will do exactly what you want them to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, this is an Unpack So June podcast, but... yeah. Buzzcut June. It's funny, too, when he was like, don't you want to touch my hair? Because I'd just been joking. Like, my friend came over on Friday night to watch the replay, and I was like, just once. I want to run my hair through you. My hands through Yoongi's hair. Like, just once. And then June's like, don't you want to touch my hair? And I'm like, June, I'm already going through it. Like, yes, I do. Leave me alone. It will never happen. I'm trying to, like, not be extremely delusional.
He said he's going to take dance lessons, or he's thinking about it at least. He enjoys Seven and Tae's new songs. Yeah, he's like, life is difficult. It's full of SHA. The whole, like, every other comment, he's like, yeah, life sucks. But I saw the members and it was great.
Puff, puff, pass. Like, dude. No.
He's like, oh, my English is cute? What does that mean? I'm like, yeah, what does that mean?
He said something funny where he was like, someone was like, how many languages do you speak? And he was like, Korean, fluent. English, pretty good. Japan, crap. Like in terms of his own level of language, you know, like Japanese, crap. But, yeah, it was just funny. He was speaking a lot of English. Like, I don't want to say I forgot. I just feel like I haven't caught one of his lives in a while or something. But, yeah. People are always like, speak in English, Opar! And I'm like, they're gonna do what they want. But he was speaking English a lot, so. I was happy.
Comment he said was, do you cry often? Yeah, these days I feel like my tears are really coming out. And I was like, mood, but also like wellness check.
Again, like, know. Twice if you need help, like, yeah.
He watched that ARMY song. Don't they make an ARMY song for BTS like every year? I think JK was crying to it on one of his lives not too long ago.
Yeah, I love Letters. He got really philosophical after listening to it. I mean, June is always philosophical, but he was talking about... that prompted him to talk about, like, the love they receive and the love they give and, like, the power of music, the power of friendship. No, but he was talking about, like, 2025 and how this chapter 2 is, like... basically an intermission or like a vacation. I'm extreme paraphrasing here, but basically it's like a vacation until they can all come back together in 2025. And I just felt really, they've been telling us this, but I'm insecure and need a lot of reassurance, so that made me feel very like reassured.
Yeah, he mentioned next year Festa and said Jin and Hobi will be out earlier than us too, so didn't finish the sentence, but I'm like, are they gonna do something for Festa?
He did say that he's king of spoilers and was trying really hard not to spoil things, so I wonder if that's right. Why he was like, back it up, like,
pump the brakes. He said what he did in Japan is like a top-notch secret, but I'm like, you also posted photos that look very much like you curating some kind of exhibition, so like, is it that or
I'm going to Japan later in the year for a wedding, and you better bet your last dollar that if June has an exhibit in Japan, like, I'm forcing all my friends to go with me. I don't care. I'll be like, so like, itinerary detour. I have to leave. You can come with me or you can stay, but I will be going here. Yeah.
Let me see, what else? Oh yeah, sadly, he reported that his dog passed away. So sad. Rest in peace to the legend, Monty.
I know, that's rough.
And then I saw some other posts about, like, I guess the other pets that BTS have lost over the years, and I don't recall that JK's first dog passed as well. I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
So I was sad to hear that, too.
I can picture that dog perfectly. What was its name?
Guru?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sad. Sucks. Really sad.
I recently saw a picture of, it was an older picture of Jin and like a Jin appreciation thread, which A plus content, but it had a picture of his sugar gliders. And I remember him talking about that. That was sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm still messed up. We lost my like childhood dog in 2020, which was like the height of the pandemic uncertainty, right? And, like, lockdowns and stuff. And, like, I'm still sometimes sad about it. So I hope June is okay. Like.
Right. You don't have to really get over it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it less after a while. Or it doesn't hit you as much day to day. But it's still sad, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, June. Especially because he said something along the lines about, like, we didn't have much time together when he was still a member of my family. And I'm like... Like, please, I want to give you a hug so bad. Like, no. Like, I don't even have words. Like, let's just hug it out.
I know. It sucks because he wasn't home a lot.
Yeah.
I think they've had... I think he got money around the time they debuted.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear he passed. Because I was like, I don't think money was that old. But he was. Time just, like, flew by.
Right. But it sucks, like, you know, you're not at home, so you can't even really see your pet as much as you would like to.
Yeah.
Sad.
I thought Tae had mentioned that, Yantan wasn't in good health for a while, so I was glad to see him, speaking of both Tae and, like, Bongtan pets, like... I was glad to see he was well enough to be in some of the photos and stuff, even though it wasn't really him in the video.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, cool, he gets to, like, immortalize him in this way.
Yeah.
But yeah. Love all your furry friends.
Yeah. Give them some good scritches. They definitely deserve it. All good boys, all good girls.
Last thing I'll say, he did mention that his solo project will be coming not soon, but at some point, so more confirmation that we'll be getting it at some point. I guess after Tae's release, but I'm like, will it be before JK's album or after that? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess probably before, if JK doesn't have any of his songs ready.
That's a good point.
At user let Jungkook, like, where the album at?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. It was kind of like, I think it was on here last week, being like, June said that he's not enlisting soon, but this is his last stage performance before enlisting. And I was like, what does that mean? And then he's like, yeah, my project is probably like next after Tae's, but like not for a while. But then like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, again, what does it mean? Like, are you next after Tae or not? Like, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Get your money ready regardless.
Yeah. Everyone, this is all the warning that you will get. It will have like 8 different versions. You'll have 30 minutes to pull your wallet together. Prepare yourself now.
Right. Well, anything else?
I feel like it was a lighter week this week, honestly. I say, though, we got two music videos. We got two music videos, an enlistment announcement, like 50,000 new like modeling ambassadorship photos, which I can't even touch on because I'll just be like panting on the mic. So yeah, it was a quiet week, I guess, by Bangtan standards.
Quiet because we weren't staying up till ungodly hours to watch a concert like 3 days in a row.
I know. Well, I literally, like, before we recorded this tonight, I fell asleep on my couch for like 2 hours, and I was like, in the middle of the day, like, as a 30-year-old, I cannot be doing this, because what it means is I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. and like my sleep schedule is effed. But I was like, am I sick? Like, why do I feel so bad? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, well,
exactly,
your sleep schedule has been messed up for 2 straight weekends, so give yourself a little break. Yeah. Well, hey, an episode under an hour today. We've been struggling at that lately. Go us. Did you have anything else? I shouldn't assume. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
Nope. We can wrap it up.
All right.
That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.